AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A second woman says Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker convinced her to have and paid for her abortion in 1993. Walker denied the allegation.
I'm done with this foolishness. I've already told people this is a lie, and I'm not going to entertain continue to carry a lie alone. And I also want to let you know I didn't kill JFK either.
Gloria Allred is the woman's lawyer.
I think that Mr. Walker should respond to each and every allegation that our client made, rather than giving an absurd and nonsensical response.
President Biden targets so-called junk fees as part of his effort to cut costs. Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
With the midterm elections nearing and inflation still a problem, the president keeps looking for ways to show the public he's trying to help keep money in their pockets. His administration's pushing to crack down on junk fees banks and other companies charge, things like overdraft and bad check fees.
Surprise charges that companies sneak into bills because they can.
And by targeting them.
These steps will immediately start saving Americans collectively billions of dollars in unfair fees.
He says the next steps will target fees charged by airlines and resorts and concert ticket processing fees. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Wisconsin jury convicts Daryl Brooks on 6 homicide charges, 70 other counts against him for driving an SUV into last year's Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing 6 people.
Did the defendant commit first-degree intentional homicide while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes.
Brooks faces a mandatory life sentence on each homicide count. Days before the trial started, he dismissed his public defenders, electing to represent himself despite overwhelming evidence against him. This is AP News. Elon Musk does a sort of walkthrough at Twitter headquarters. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
The deadline is approaching for Musk to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. The video shows Musk walking into the lobby of the San Francisco headquarters carrying a sink. His tweet read, "Let that sink in." Musk also changed his Twitter profile to refer to himself as Chief Twit and his location as Twitter headquarters. Elon Musk had backed out of the deal in July to buy Twitter. Twitter sued, and Musk changed his mind again. He wanted back in. Neither Musk nor Twitter has said if the deal is closed yet. I'm Ed Donahue.
One worker is dead, 2 others injured when a bridge under construction in northwest Missouri collapsed. Officials say the workers were pouring concrete when the span came down in a rural area some 27 miles northeast of Kansas City. No word on the cause of the collapse. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.